question over here.
Thank you, and my time.
Fair amount of limited time.
Thank you, Maria Suarez, I am a journalist from Costa Rica, so that's why I was still being able to talk. My question is to you as a journalist, because I am a journalist also, and I would like to know what you feel about the play and what you're going to do about it, because we as a press have a big responsibility that people like Rachel Snyder and Maria want to know.
Dialogue, and that's why it's important that we cover this story, cover it aggressively, cover it fairly, and let people make up their own minds as to what the right steps forward are. But you know, I'm not a columnist. I don't share my opinion publicly, but I do believe that sunlight, as it is often said, is the best disinfectant. So if we have we've got a question here. Yes, you.
Obviously, all of you have given this situation a great deal of thought. I know this is a hard question, but if each of you were in a position to really influence your respective three governments, what would you recommend to them as a first step, as a place to start to move forward? Obviously, you're not going to solve it today, but where would you each start to try and get to a solution?
We could talk about this until 5 in the morning. So I'm going to make this the last question, and thank you. Jonathan, let me start with you. Well, one thing you would tell your government is that...
Yeah. Before I tell you what I tell my government, I will say again and again that we are not politicians. We are not historians, and we are not experts of the Middle East. We are people that were directly involved in the struggle of both sides, the struggle for security, the struggle for liberation, the struggle of many words that we heard from our leaders. Some were true, some were not. And this is why we are here. And now I will talk to you politics. And I do believe that the first thing to be done is to, of course, stop all the fire, because now, while we are sitting here, there are still operations, and people are being killed every moment, and people are being humiliated in checkpoints, not checkpoints just between the Israeli areas to the Palestinian area, checkpoints between one Palestinian village to another. And my mother works there every week, and she keeps reporting me while I'm here. So these are things that to be done immediately. In the aspects of politics, I would very much welcome international conference with all the Arab countries, without domination of the U.S., but with the U.S. and European countries, and sit and talk. And I think the result is quite clear for many of us. The question if there are enough brave leaders to decide to keep, to put the pressure on those leaders who do not want to go in this direction.
So let you get back at that, and I think I'm rephrasing the question correctly. One thing that you would advise your government to do to further the cause?
I know that my side, if I can decide, I support the idea to end the Palestinian Authority and to put all the responsibility of the occupation for the Palestinian people. Because some people now around the world, they don't divide as maybe the city as two sides. And it's really a problem for us. And I believe that also we had really done. So we have to go to the first step. Living under the occupation and struggling against the occupation, and to connect the international demand from the Palestinian government now to recognize the existence of the state of Israel and follow the agreements and so on with the equality between both sides, not just to ask the Palestinian side. I want to add something that we have no problem with the Jews as Jews. We have a problem with the occupation. We struggle as the majority of the Muslims are Muslims, we struggle in the past against the Turkish occupation, which is Muslims. They are not Jews. And we have Jewish community in the Palestinian territory. Right now, we have Muslims, they have Palestinian IDs, and I can remind you that Yasser Arafat suggests to the Israeli settlers, not for the normal Jews, to the settlers, a few years ago, to solve their problems, to stay in the Palestinian territory as Palestinian Jews, and to have Palestinian passports, but they refuse to be always the control of the Palestinian life.
If you had the ear of the president, one thing you would tell him to do, and let's keep it clean. One thing you would tell him to do that could advance the cause of peace.
I wouldn't speak only to the president. A lot of our experience has been with the U.S. Congress, and Craig referred to this earlier. Congressman Brian Baird from Washington State was Rachel's congressman, is ours now. He's been very helpful and supportive of us. But early on, when he was supporting us and introduced a resolution to call for a U.S. investigation into Rachel's killing, he kept insisting when we were in his office, he would say, "I'm very pro-Israel, but, and I don't like what's happened here." And I finally just said to him at that point, "I'm tired of hearing that I'm pro-Israel and I'm pro-Palestinian. Why can't we in this country be pro-people?" And that, I think, is the solution. What we've learned in working with Congress is that as a country, we have been so pro-Israel, and that we have alienated a lot of the world in doing that. I'm not saying that we don't continue to support Israelis in this, but we need much more balance in this situation and how we approach it.
I think I'd say, for one thing, that the U.S. do two things. And the first is to make it very clear to all the world that we support Israel within the 48 borders, so behind the green line, I would say. And I would make it equal.
67 borders.
67 borders. Yeah. Behind the green line, 67 borders, the borders established in 48. And I make it equally clear that we will not support Israel in occupying, settling, or otherwise controlling land beyond that. So I just say that the United States will guarantee Israel's existence, but back in the behind the lines that are recognized by the UN.
Right, Cindy, you want to come to the line? Thank you, everybody.